Well, this is a real pleasure indeed. You heard this man call Blue Jays games for a couple of years. He is now the Houston Astros TV analyst. Alan Ashby joins us on Baseball Central. Alan, thanks so much for joining us, and say hello to Kevin Barker. Kevin's got a question for you.
Hey, Alan, how's it going? No, long time no hear.
I'm good. Good to be with you guys, and hello, Kevin.
How's it going? Hey, Alan.
Not to mention Jeff, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's always here.
Whatever.
Between the hopes and expectations of this team in Houston are, I guess you could say, not very high. Can you give me just a little feeling on how they feel about it, how they think about Bo Porter, how they think about this young pitching staff, just the whole thing? Just give me what your feelings are in Houston.
Well, the bottom line with the club, after losing 111 games last year and three straight years losing 100 games, it's been tough, and they've been developing a minor league system that by many is ranked number one right now. The model of the early part of the year, the spring, has been shocked the world. The bottom line is go out and be the most improved team in Major League Baseball. And that's going to be a tough challenge because the Miami Marlins are a very good club, and they have a chance to be much, much better than last year. But I think it sets a nice high bar for the Astros to shoot for. It's a developing club, we would like to think. And 3-4 on the start right now, not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Hey, there's a little bit to say about Bo Porter, I think. I read a little something that he's real big on changing his lineups and changing his defense. Can you give me the feeling on what you think that may do or how it may help a younger player just by showing up to the park and not knowing where you're hitting or maybe not knowing where you're playing in the field? Can you give me on maybe how the players may feel about that or just by how a fan may feel of watching that?
Well, Bo is a second-year manager right now, had never managed at any level prior to last year, and he's developed quite a bit. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about the changing lineups. I think he would like to keep it as close to the same lineup as possible day by day. Now, of course, that varies with right-handers on the mound and left-handers on the mound. But it's also a lineup that has to prove itself. And if guys don't play well, especially as young players, you know there's a chance that somebody's going to slot in. And we've seen a bit of that. But so far it's been fairly steady. We've had an outfield that has only been impacted by left and right on the hill. And I think the same's true of the infield. The catcher is going to be Jason Castro, who's a left-hand hitter. The vast majority of the time. So I think bottom line, aside from some guys getting occasionally called up from the minor leagues, mm-hmm. it's going to be a fairly set lineup.
Hey, Alan, what can we expect to see Dexter Fowler in this series?
Well, Dexter flew with the ball club last night. He
All
was
right.
with the team yesterday. He had missed a few days due to stomach ailment and had even been hospitalized a bit. But we're hoping that Dexter's in there. He had been really good, Jeff. The one guy that has been dynamite so far to this point.
Alan Ashby joins us on Baseball Central. Alan, the addition of Scott Feldman gave this Astros staff a little bit of a veteran leadership, but at the end of the day, it's guys like Oberholzer and Harrell and Dallas Keuchel. Those are the three guys we're going to see in this series. What are their respective strengths and weaknesses? Obviously, it is Zach Cozart's the other member of that rotation. But what are the strengths and weaknesses of Oberholzer, Harrell, and Keuchel?
Fred Oberholzer pitched last year very well down the stretch. He was one of those guys that, in a brief period of time, pitched well, earned a chance to make the club in spring training, and did so. A left-hander that is not overpowering. You know, you see it all the time. He has to be very good in command of locations to be successful. His first start really didn't find him doing all of those things, although, again, last year, really good. He's got a great changeup. That would be the one big key to watch tonight is he commanding the strike zone on the edges, and how's that changeup working? Lucas Harrell, who pitches tomorrow, had a miserable year last year, to be honest. He had a miserable first start and wasn't helped a whole lot by the defense. But he's got to find a way pretty soon, I would imagine, or the Astros may find somebody else in that slot. And Dallas Keuchel, another softer tossing left-hander that has to command it well. So it's not going to be an overpowering series on the hill for the Astros.
Hey, Alan, you talked about this minor league, the organization of the Astros, and they're accumulating assets. And I mean, I think anybody who watches that team, watches baseball, watches that organization, knows that the plan seems to be in place, and they seem to be sticking to it come hell or high water. When do you think the ETA is for the bulk of these guys? Is it next season, or are we still looking maybe another real hard year before some of the, you know, you start seeing some of the fruits of this, the labors of the minor league system?
Jeff, if I'm speaking for myself, I'm hoping that very soon we're going to be seeing George Springer, who is the guy who last year hit 37 home runs, stole 45 bags, had a chance to be the first 40-40 guy in the minor leagues for about forever. We've got a youngster, 19 years of age still, Carlos Correa, who's a shortstop, and everybody raved about him this spring, not just to Astros personnel, but people who would see him from other clubs. Looks tremendous. He's still an A-ball, but I think it's going to be likely a while with him. Mark Appel was the number one pick of the draft last year, pitcher out of Stanford. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him at some point this year. They've got some guys and some pitching, Delino DeShields, who has some parentage that mm-hmm. might get him to the big leagues fairly quickly. So there are a number of guys, and I wouldn't be surprised if they made it to the big leagues this year, although in most cases it's probably going to be more than this year before they show up. But George Springer, Mark Appel, two guys I would anticipate seeing fairly soon.